I'm Peyton Manning, and you're watching Broncos TV.
But I know when Sunday get there and the lights is flashing and you smell the popcorn, you're like, wow, you know, this is the big game.
Every year you always think about, you know, I got to make the Super Bowl. Everybody's here. We got the, you know, the best team. And everybody, you know, really wanted it. And that's why we are what we are.
You know, I got a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity playing in Super Bowl 50, you know, the biggest Super Bowl up until this point.
You know, you want to play in the Super Bowl, and I watched, you know, my idol at the time, Adam Vinatieri, you know, make 3 field goals to win Super Bowls. So hopefully, you know, I'll be able to create my own memory here.
I practiced squad last year, and now playing in the Super Bowl, I wouldn't change it for anything in the world.
I get a chance to play in the Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium for the first time in my life. Super Bowl 50.
That's what I've definitely done this time, is just know why I'm here, know just to keep my same routine and do what I've been doing all year. Don't change it, because it's only the biggest game of the year, and one game left.
It's very special being home for, you know, Super Bowl 50.
We got to do everything we got to do to get ready for the game. You know, everybody watching, so you better be ready to play.
They're 1 win away from being world champs, so that does, I mean, that's easily crosses your mind.
We definitely have to win the championship ring, so that's the mindset, that's the focus, and that's the goal.
The Broncos' journey to the NFL's highest point is almost complete.
And intercepted!
The ball's knocked free and the ball is picked up.
A season of defining moments comes to a close today.
C.J. Anderson to the house!
With just one more box left to be checked.
And you'll hear the roar.
For Peyton Manning, it's a chance to add to a legacy rivaled by few.
Manning throws deep right. He's got Demaryius Thomas there.
And for DeMarcus Ware.
DeMarcus Ware has it!
An opportunity to taste for the first time the pure bliss that only comes when the confetti falls in the final game. There's one more defining moment that could send this team to Broncos immortality, rivaling only that of teams from Super Bowl glory of years ago.
This one's for John.
Game day is finally here, and the BTV Live pregame show starts right now. Hello, and thank you for joining us for the BTV Live pregame show from Super Bowl 50. I'm Phil Milani here with Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer, and also, hey, Miles the mascot is here. It's not any kind of Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl 50. Miles, you had a great week here. Of course, a lot of Broncos fans came out with you, right? An exciting week for sure here at Levi's Stadium, and the team has already arrived. Peyton Manning walking in earlier today with head coach Gary Kubiak. Von Miller had on a tremendous suit. Emmanuel Sanders, all the guys getting off the bus. That was just a few minutes ago, and they're down here warming up on the field. And this is a tremendous atmosphere, Matt. What do you think about Levi's Stadium as the host here?
Well, they did a great job of decorating it. You've got the black and gold everywhere. The Super Bowl logo, of course, going away from the numerals. They're going with just the straight 50. And getting here was like getting on an army base. I mean, level upon level of security. However, better to be safe than sorry. The staff here has done a tremendous job, and I think the Broncos are ready to go. You saw them getting off the bus. They were wearing black and gold as well. A lot of fancy shoes, a lot of fancy suits. So I think they look ready to go. They know how big the stage is, and they know how big the moment is.
And the weather couldn't be any nicer here in Northern California. Mace, pretty exciting to be at not just any Super Bowl, but Super Bowl 50.
Super Bowl 50, of course. I mean, celebrating the entire history of the game. All the living MVPs that were available to come were here. Saw some of them on the red carpet at NFL Honors last night. And really, it's one of those MVPs. Peyton Manning from Super Bowl 41, he's going to try to get it done again today.
And Peyton Manning, as he's done throughout the playoffs, came out here, warmed up just a few minutes ago with Jordan Taylor. We'll have a little story on that later on in the show. But let's talk about Peyton Manning's legacy. He could win a second Super Bowl today. What would that do for an already all-time great legacy?
Well, it would elevate his legacy tremendously. You think about John Elway. John's actually a couple steps away from us right now. When he won that second Super Bowl, it vaulted him into a totally different class than what he was already in. John Elway would have been a great quarterback had he not even won a Super Bowl. However, he wins one, that goes up a step. You win two, you go up an even bigger step. You think about Eli Manning. Peyton's brother winning two Super Bowls, probably a Hall of Fame quarterback with that resume, two Super Bowls. So I think that he's done a great job in taking in the moment. I think he realizes how big this is for his legacy.
Peyton Manning, of course, in his 18th season, the oldest quarterback to lead a team to the Super Bowl. Mace, a second Super Bowl would mean what for Peyton?
It would mean that you could talk about him legitimately as the greatest quarterback of all time, if not the greatest, in the top two or three. Not only having two Super Bowls, but having them with two different teams. Nobody has ever done that. He's already done something unique by taking two different teams to two Super Bowls apiece as a starting quarterback, but taking it over the top and getting a win today. You take that, factor in all the individual records he has, there's a case for him being the best of all time with a win today.
And no doubt Peyton Manning is already on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks. He's a five-time MVP. He has all the individual records that you could ask for. A second Super Bowl today would just add to an already all-time great legacy.
I think it would mean a lot. You know, that's probably a question you have to ask him. But, you know, being in this situation where we're at right now, and if he think about retiring, I think he'll also like that as well. You know, still playing, only two teams still playing football. So, you know, and it kind of would mean a lot, because if I was in the situation, you know, I'd be happy. And you see him right now, he's so happy about it. So, you know, it'd be even better you would go out and get the win for him, because he can go out on top.
It's going to be awesome. You know, if it is his last game, I just want to see him right off in the sunset as a winner. And that's what we're working towards.
To cap it off with a Super Bowl championship, I don't think you can get any better than that. It would be obviously would do wonders for – it'll do wonders for any of our legacy.
I mean, just send those guys out right, man. These guys have been great ambassadors for the NFL for so long, and Peyton, I mean, you don't know if he's going to retire, if he's going to be back or whatever. But you want to definitely send him out right.
Yeah, I can't speak for him if it's going to be his last year or not. And if it is, you know, then it would be awesome to send him off the right way, you know, riding off in the sunset. But if not, either way, it'd be just a true dream come true to win a Super Bowl, because that's why we all play this game. You know, guys like Evan Mathis, DeMarcus Ware has been in this game for a long time and has never made it this far. It'd be good for them as well.
And Manning is 13-13 all time in the playoffs. He could add one win here today to have a winning record in the postseason. Of course, he has not done it by himself. A lot of help from the Broncos running game, especially in the postseason this year.
Yeah, C.J. Anderson's really turned it up when he's asked. And then, of course, you know, Ronnie Hillman comes into this game looking to overcome, you know, the play that he made, or didn't make, I should say, in the AFC Championship when he didn't go after the lateral and it helped lead to a Patriots touchdown. The run game has improved. It's been doing better since the bye week. Since November 1, the Broncos have the eighth most productive running game in the league. That's crucial, but the key today is going to be the offensive linemen winning their one-on-one battles against Carolina's defensive line. If they can do that, and if Luke Kuechly can be kept in check, the Broncos can make some plays on the ground.
Yeah, we all know how good that Carolina secondary is. Matt, how important is it to establish a run game here early and often?
I think it's going to be essential, because think about New England and that game, Ronnie Hillman and C.J. Anderson wearing down the New England defense. That was crucial to Peyton Manning's success, especially in those early drives, opening up the middle, finding Owen Daniels through the seam and then in the corner. I think that really helped Peyton out a lot in establishing his rhythm. And remember, you know, I think that he's got his rhythm back. I think we're totally done with the rust stage. However, you know, familiarity breeds success. And I think that by establishing that run game, you're going to put Peyton in a good place for this game.
And we all remember how important that long touchdown drive was against the Steelers. The running game has worn down opposing defenses. Broncos averaging more than 100 yards on the ground in the playoffs. And they'll hope to do some more of that today.
I think it's going to be critical to be physical up front. Any game that offensively that we've had tremendous success this year, we've ran the ball well, and it's going to be imperative that we get that done.
It'll be tough for us. They're a big, strong, physical group. Their linebackers run fast, even their D-line. I mean, their defense is incredibly fast. They gang tackle. It's going to be we're going to have our hands full, that's for sure. But, you know, if we come out and play our A game and, you know, we're able to run the ball, take pressure off of Peyton, it'll be a good day for us on offense.
It takes time. You know, we're all in a new system.
You know, we were so used to scoring 40 points and things of that nature. And, you know, now we're in a system where we control games and, you know, we got to pick our spots and make people hurt. I mean, our goal is every time to still put the ball in the end zone, which, you know, hopefully we can do this Sunday.
We have to run the ball to be balanced and, you know, to help the passing game. So, you know, the more we run it, the better we do it, the better our offense will play. Yeah, you know, you just do your job and, you know, somebody go down, you plug it in and keep going, you know. And I think we did a great job of that this year, you know, replacing and plugging and just keep getting in and keep going. And, you know, it shows that we have grit on this team.
Yeah, it'll be key moving the ball, period. You know, they have a very good defense, so we need to be able to be efficient.
Yeah, it's very important to establish a run game. It takes a lot of pressure off the rest of our game, our defense and our passing attack, so it's very important.
The main thing for me is to catch every ball come my way, and I think if I'm able to do that, you know, I'll be fine. And then if I got to block somebody, you know, I do that so my running backs can get some running room. The main goal is, you know, still to get the win, so I do my job good and everybody else do theirs. You know, I think we'll be fine.
And the Broncos will need that run game today. They'll also need the help of all their wide receivers. Of course, 2 years ago in that Super Bowl game, Demaryius Thomas was one of the few people who actually had a really good game.
Yeah, 105 catches this season, 1,300 yards, averaging 12.4 yards a catch. I think the touchdowns, he's only got six, are down. That's why people think, oh, well, maybe not that great of a season for Demaryius. But he's done a lot as far as drawing attention to himself, creating things for Emmanuel Sanders. Benny Fowler has also found seams in this offense, Jordan Norwood. So he hasn't had the numbers type season as far as touchdowns go. Maybe that has to do with the quarterback change. However, I think he's done a great job getting what he's gotten with what defenses have been giving him.
Yeah, and Demaryius Thomas also has had a lot of things going on with him this season. Of course, he had the big contract to start the year, and then, of course, his mom saw him play for the very first time earlier this playoffs. Mace, they're going to depend on him a lot today.
They're going to depend on him big time. Like Emmanuel Sanders said this week, even though he's had a frustrating season, over 100 catches, over 1,300 yards, you'd still take that from anybody. Now, what the Broncos need from Demaryius Thomas is consistency. They need him to avoid the drop passes that have plagued him so far this season, because odds are he's going to have some favorable one-on-one matchups, because Carolina usually doesn't move Josh Norman on one guy. They usually keep him on one side, let him face multiple receivers. So when he's not going against Norman, he's going to have a one-on-one matchup. He can win. He's just got to make sure he brings the ball in. And, of course, Peyton's got to get it there to him.
And Demaryius is always a mismatch nightmare for opposing defenses. This season, he hasn't put up his monster numbers that we're used to, 1,300 yards, six touchdowns. But this season has been quite the journey for him.
Oh, man, you know, Demaryius is a good dude, man. He's one of my good friends, you know, on and off the field. And, you know, you just got to be happy for the guy. You know, he's a good dude. And, you know, his mom getting out and everything, and her being able to, you know, experience this moment with him, it's great. You know, all you could do is just smile for him.
I know he's going to be ready to play on Sunday. I know I can put my money on A8, and that's what I'm going to do every time I'm out there. I know I'm going to fight for my teammate, and he's going to fight for me.
He's handling it really well. I'm proud of him. The dude had 1,300 yards this year, and nobody wants to talk about how many yards he got. All they want to talk about is the drops. Here he is playing the Super Bowl 50, but all they want to talk about is the drops. You know, dude is a baller, man. Just go back and remember all the plays, the 80-yarder versus the Chargers, all the touchdowns. Me and him working together and trying to be the best duo in the National Football League, and I think that we've did that the past 2 years. If you go back and add up the yards, me and Demaryius, we're the best, and that's where we're working to be.
It's been a long year, you know, exciting year, though. You know, a little frustration here and there, but it's been a great year. You know, I got my deal done. I got my mom out. Making it to the Super Bowl, it's what a person, you know, expect as in Super Bowl and also getting the contract. So, you know, I'm excited about the game. Hopefully we come out on top to finish it off, but it's just been great.
We are getting closer to kickoff for Super Bowl 50 here at Levi's Stadium. Just getting started here on the BTV Live pregame show. When we come back, we'll highlight how close this Broncos team is, especially some friendships that are certainly special.